This is JIS News. Coming up, Technology Minister assures tablets to be issued in schools will have security features installed. Education Ministry says it will honor approved vacation leave applications for 2014-2015 academic year, and Health Ministry urging persons to report poor treatment at public health facilities. The news in detail after the break.
The Ministry of Education is reminding parents of its textbook cost guidelines. Texts for grades 1 to 6 should cost approximately $5,000 and $12,000 for grades 7 to 9.
We have been doing our survey, so we have been checking the cost of books. And by and large, once parents shop wisely, they should be able to meet their budget based on the guidelines that we have suggested.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean.
Now the news. The Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining is ensuring that maximum security features are installed on the tablets to be distributed under the Tablets in Schools initiative. 38 schools island-wide will receive tablet computers during the pilot phase of the project. Junior Technology Minister Julian Robinson says the security features are geared at protecting the devices in the event of loss or theft.
The tablet is of no value or use to someone who may want to steal it. If someone steals the tablet, it can be tracked and traced using GPS technology, so you can find out where the person is physically, and it can narrow it down to a building. And you can also shut down the tablet, and you can also wipe out the content. So we want to make it very clear to persons who may have nefarious intentions that there's really nothing to gain by trying to steal one of these tablets.
Mr. Robinson was speaking at a JIS think tank session Thursday. 25,000 tablets will be distributed to students under the pilot phase of the program in time for the start of the new school year, September. The Ministry of Education is assuring teachers that it will honor vacation leave applications that have been approved for the 2014-2015 academic year. Reports in the media have suggested that teachers were restive following rumors that the ministry intended to restrict the number of teachers who would be approved for vacation leave. However, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaite says teachers will receive their vacation leave entitlements in keeping with the regulations of the Code of Education.
And I wish to say clearly that the leave that has been authorized by the Ministry of Education is entirely within the letter and spirit of the Education Code 1980. The Ministry of Education does not intend to deprive any teacher of the leave that they are entitled.
Jamaica Customs Agency has launched a major technology-driven project expected to streamline and reduce the processes involved in cross-border import, export, and transshipment of goods. The computerized platform, Automated System for Customs Data Asikuda, forms an important plank of the government's thrust to reform and modernize customs administration. Asikuda is expected to aid the government in improving the country's competitiveness and public finances through strengthening the capacity of the Jamaica Customs Agency.
Country needs the additional revenues which can flow from this. But I think more importantly, we need to understand that the importance of smoothing out and speeding up the processing time in customs is essential to raising the overall productivity of the country in today's modern global environment.
Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips speaking at the launch of Asikuda Wednesday. The overall cost of the 24-month program being implemented from 2014 to 2016 is $4 million U.S. dollars. And Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson is appealing to persons who experience poor treatment at public health institutions to make a report to the ministry. He says this will allow for proper investigations to be carried out and, where necessary, sanctions applied. The appeal comes against the background of recent media reports of ill treatment of patients at the Victoria Jubilee Hospital in Kingston.
I urge persons to officially report any dissatisfaction with the service they receive by way of our client's complaint mechanism, either at the level of the facility or directly to the Ministry's Standard and Regulations Division. I assure you that your information will be treated with the strictest confidentiality.
Minister Ferguson says he has mandated the acting chairman of the Southeast Regional Health Authority, Dr. Andre Cook, to lead the investigation into the incident, and he expects to receive a report by mid-September. That was the JIS News. I am Camille Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.